Okay. So hopefully you all had a productive time learning with your daughters and with your fathers. Again, we'll be learning right now the Lui Nishmat Lea Bat Yaakov Vepesia Meyer. Her neshama should have an aliyah with the merit of the Torah that we're going to learn together. So the first source on the page is from Masechet Makot. So you see that is the source that we have. The idea that there are Taryag mitzvot, the idea that there are 613 mitzvot, and the Hebrew tells us that it's shlosh shesh meot v'shaloshesre mitzvot nemru lo lemoshe, shlosh meot v'shishim v'chamesh lavin. There are 365 prohibitions corresponding to Yemot HaChama, the days of the solar year. Umatayim v'arba'im u'shmona aseh, and there are 248 positive corresponding connected evarav shel adam. Literally, evarim are typically translated as limbs, but as some people pointed out, the idea of limbs is probably hard real to sell. It's more likely the idea of being bones. There are 248 bones in the human body. Parenthetically, I don't know if there are any doctors in the room or can confirm this idea, but I believe asking Google, depending on a person's age and sex, it could be anywhere ranging between 200 to 300 actually bones, depending on how you count and split things up. So the idea of 248 is not like a crazy number. It seems to actually be, I'm getting a couple of smiles and nods, so I'm hoping that Google pointed me in the right direction. But okay, so that's what the Gemara is telling us. 248 positive mitzvot corresponding to a person's bones, and 365 negative corresponding to the days in the solar year. And then we have this additional piece. Where does this idea come from? 613. So we have this idea from Rav Havnuna. He says, Torah tzivulanu Moshe, Morasha. Moses commanded us the Torah, an inheritance. The word Torah in Gematria, you add the numbers up, the letters up, you get to 611. That's what Torah tzivulanu Moshe, that's what Moshe commanded us. And of course, as many people may be aware of this idea that the first two of the Aseret HaDibrot, those were given directly from God to the Jewish people. So that's 611 from God through Moses. And then additional two directly from God, 611 plus two. You don't have to go to Ulpana to figure that out. 613. That's what the Gemara in Makot is telling us. And this idea comes up elsewhere as well, this Midrash Tanchuma, in source number two. The same idea gives us a little more, fleshes it out maybe a little more. Here, he tells that Rav Ada says, Matayim v'arba'im u'shmona mitzvot aseh shel Torah. There are 248, again, corresponding to the limbs, the bones in the body. And then he adds a little thing, uvechol yom vayom tzoakim al ha'adam. Every day they call out to a person, aseh otanu, do a mitzvah with us. Every part of our body, every bone of our body is calling out, do a mitzvah with me, do a mitzvah with me. That's the 248. And then on the other side, the 365 gives the same idea of a whole yom vayom, every single day, shachama zorachat ad shishokat, from sunrise to sunset, the day is calling out. So vachat v'amer le'adam, al tavor bi'atai v'arazo, don't do a sin on me. Don't do this on me. And so we have every limb of our body, every bone in our body, every one of the 248 is calling out, use me for a mitzvah. And every day of the year is calling out, don't do this, don't do a sin upon me. And so this is this idea, and it's taken by virtually, if not actually, all of the early authorities and later authorities. Everyone takes this and says, we see from here, Taryag mitzvot, 613 mitzvot. And what I want to pose, and I asked this earlier when we started the learning, this to me sounds like it's presenting that in theory, a person could use, you know, they could complete every one of those 248 mitzvot. They could avoid every one of those 365 mitzvot, right? That there's, it's conceivable that I could say I have completed, I have accomplished every single one of the 613 mitzvot. Right. That, I think, is what is coming out of this Gemara, at least in theory, that there are 613 mitzvot, and it's on all of us to do all of them, or at least as many as we possibly can. The idea, we could actually do all of them. But let me ask you, is it possible to actually do every one of the 613 mitzvot?
Physically not.
Why do you say physically no? So let's say you were a Kohen and there was a Beit HaMikdash. Exactly, right? And that's what I gave you in source number three, just from this parsha alone. I just took three mitzvot from this parsha alone. I'm taking from Rambam Maimonides' list of mitzvot. I took mitzvah 37, negative mitzvah 267, and negative mitzvah 133, and they are sort of mutually exclusive. One of them is Kohanim are commanded to become impure for relatives identified in the Torah. That means you have to be a Kohen in order to accomplish this mitzvah. It's father-daughter learning, so I have my daughter here with us as well. I don't know, class of 20-something? Okay. So that's Kohanim are commanded to become impure. It only applies to Kohanim. The next mitzvah I have in source number three, the Kohen Gadol is prohibited to enter with a corpse under a roof, even if it's a relative. That's only applicable to the Kohen Gadol. And maybe you're going to say, okay, so a Kohen could ultimately become a Kohen Gadol. So maybe those non-Kohanim in the room wouldn't be able to do this. But surely someone who's a Kohen maybe could. Then you have this next mitzvah. She's here, Kolzar me'echol truma, that there's a prohibition against me as a non-Kohen from consuming truma. Which means there are some mitzvot that are only applicable to a Kohen. There are some mitzvot that are only applicable to a Kohen Gadol. There are some mitzvot that are only applicable to a non-Kohen. And I didn't include this here, but there are certain mitzvot that are only applicable to men. Certain mitzvot that are only applicable to women. There's no conceivable way for one person to actually fulfill 613 mitzvot. All of the mitzvot. And this is not my own realization. The Mabit in source number 4. The Mabit points this out, top of page 2, the Mabit, Rabbi Moshe ben Yosef de Tirani, he points out, he says, there is a doubt whether the number of mitzvot that we say, 248 positive, 365 negative, there is a doubt whether this is true. He says, because it appears, the way it's presented, it appears that it is possible for one person to fulfill all 613 commandments, but this is not possible. For if a person were to seek out each and every mitzvah, you spend all of your time and energy looking for every single mitzvah to do. That's wonderful. That's great. There are still some that are not on the individual, but on the collective, like building the temple, building the Beit HaMikdash, establishing the Melech, establishing a king. And there are a number that are obligations if one does something or finds something. I only have to do the mitzvah of Hashavat Aveda. I only have to return a lost item if I find a lost item. But if I go through my entire life and never found a lost item, then I never even had the opportunity to perform this mitzvah. So it's totally not applicable to me. It is possible that a person will never do or find that something his entire life. So what do you think? Hopefully you looked at the Mabit's two answers. But before looking at the Mabit, in your conversations between fathers and daughters, anyone come up with any solutions? If this Gemara and this Midrash are truly presenting it as though every one of us has the potential to do every one of the 613 mitzvot, so then how do we get around the fact that it's physically impossible for one person to do all 613? Anyone come up with any answers? Yeah. What's your name?
Tamara. So you're just asking, like, how can we on our own, like, find a way to do as many? So I think, personally, like, just try to do as many as you can, right? There's 613 different options, as many, like, as we can physically handle, but saying just try to do as much as possible and you're better off.
So you're saying that the idea is that we're not going to do all 613, but the idea is that we strive, do as many as you possibly can. Okay, you've never had a lost item come to your hands. Okay, so look for one. Try to find ways. Try to find ways to give tzedakah. Try to find ways to do all sorts of different things. Okay, no one's perfect. You're not going to hit it all. It's impossible. But do what you can. That's a beautiful idea. Any other thoughts? Yeah, please. What's your name?
Sasha.
Sasha.
I think there's just 613 mitzvot so that people can do as many as they can and then keep growing, so there's always room to grow and there's never, like, a time that they can stop doing mitzvot.
Beautiful. It's this idea, right? I've heard, I don't think this is actually true historically, but this idea, the Gemara always starts on Daf Bet, doesn't start on Daf Aleph. You open up the page of Talmud, it starts on page 2. There's no page 1. So the idea that sometimes people say that you don't think is actually true, but the idea that people say, why is there no page 1? There's no page 1 because you can never actually learn the whole thing. There's always more Torah to learn. So you're saying, you're never going to reach it. So keep on trying so that you know that there's always more to go. No one's ever going to reach the point to say, I did it all. That's the idea. It's a beautiful idea. So let's look at the Mabit. I want to start with the Mabit's second answer in source number 6. The Mabit says, how is it possible that you and I could actually fulfill all 613 mitzvot? So he says, Hadera Chashin, here's the way, one way you could do it. This is the second answer, source number 6, bottom of page 2. So he says, Ukshe kibel ha'adam lasot kol shenitztaveh mipi agvura harehu ki'ilu asa'an. He says, if I accept to do all of the mitzvot that were commanded upon me, I get schar, I get reward as if I've actually done it. Al derech zeh, yuchal kol adam lakiyem kol ha'mitzvot. In this manner, a person can actually fulfill, literally, like, get it, whatever this means, but like, get like a check next to their name in the big box and the big chart in Shemayim, they performed a mitzvah. If you actually could do that, you do she'aseh otam she'efshar lo la'asotam, you do everything you physically can do, and then for those things that you can't do, or you haven't done yet, v'kabel al atzmo la'asot otam, she'lo hagiyu adayin li'ado, and like, commit that when I finally get the opportunity to do whatever mitzvah I haven't yet done, I fully commit that I'm going to do it. And if there are mitzvot that I just can't do, he gives an example, kemitzvata kohanim, like any of the, I'm a non-kohen, but any, if I commit to fulfill, that I would want to fulfill all the mitzvot related to kohanim, he says, nechshav lo ki'ilu asa'a. It's considered as though we've achieved that. Meaning, if I have kavan, if I have the intention, and I say, look, I want to do Ratzon Hashem. I want to do Hashem's will. I just can't. I'm not able to do certain mitzvot. But I want to. And had I the opportunity, I definitely would be. That's nechshav lo ki'ilu asa'a. That's considered as though we have actually performed that mitzvah. It's a really powerful idea. Think about the strength of having pure and proper intention, how far that can go is a really, really beautiful idea. It's just the cup.
Sound effects.
Sound effects. There you go. Let's look at Mabit's first answer, source number 5. Mabit, in his first answer, he says something different. And so according to answer number 2, the idea is that I'm on my own. I live in my own world, and I have intention to fulfill all the mitzvot that I possibly can, and because I had that intention, I've got it all. It's a very individualized experience. It's a person on his or her own. But in his first dance, the Mabit gives something very different. He says, "Hu ki beyot Yisrael nichnasu arevim zel azeh." He says, the reality is that we're not all on our own. We are arevim zel azeh. We are guarantors for one another. We have responsibilities, one person to the next. He says, accordingly, you can actually fulfill all 613 mitzvot. Not by yourself. Obviously not by yourself. He says, if you have the opportunity, so a second line, shiyash biyad kol echad miyisrael biyotam belev echad vagudachat, they're all combined together. So I have the opportunity, limchot biyadam im yavru o lo yikaimu mitzvot hamutalot alehem. I might not have any obligations that a Kohen has, but I can make sure that a Kohen performs his mitzvot and doesn't violate his prohibitions. And even if the Kohen is doing all of his mitzvot anyway, all I'm doing is just assisting him. If I help the Kohen, I don't know, avoid tumah, if I help, am part of the organization that helps build the Beit HaMikdash, even though I'm not doing it individually on my own, if I assist in the project, if I am a partner with someone in doing a mitzvah, yechashev lem kilu hem asa'um, then it's considered as if I did it. The Mabit's second answer had been, if I have intention on my own, it's all on my own. But here the Mabit is saying something different. The Mabit here is saying, we as the Jewish community, as the Jewish people, are together in a group. And even though I can't do everything, you can do things that I can't do, and I can do things that you can't do. And if I'm going to achieve all 613 mitzvot, I have to realize that we're in this thing together. And we're going to work together. I'm going to help you to do what you can do that I can't do. You're going to help me to do what I can do that you cannot do. And together, collectively, not just me, and not just me and you, but me and you and you and you and everyone here, together, collectively, by helping each other, we all have the opportunity and the ability to perform the Taryag mitzvot, to perform the 613 mitzvot. There's an idea here about this necessary, it's necessary to rely on one another. We're not on our own. We have to recognize that we are part of a greater klal. We're part of a greater group, and it's only when I realize that I'm with you and you're with me and we ought to work together on this, that's the only way that I have any chance in actually fulfilling Taryag mitzvot, and that's how it works. That's part one of this. I want to now turn, like I said before, I want to now turn to the second part. The Gemara, in source number 7, at the top of page 3, the Gemara continues. After it says there are 613 mitzvot, it says, great, there are 613 mitzvot. Ba David ve'emidan al achad esrei. Then King David came and said, 613, 11. And then the Gemara gives a verse that sort of stresses that idea. Ba Yeshayahu ve'emidan al shesh. Now the prophet Isaiah comes and says, okay, David said 11, 6. Ba Micha ve'emidan al shalosh. Then the prophet Micha comes and Micha says, 6, 3. Chazar Yeshayahu ve'emidan al shtayim. Then Yeshayahu comes back and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Not 3. 2. There are 2 mitzvot. Ba Chabakuk v'midan al achat. And then Chabakuk, the prophet Chabakuk, and says, not 613, not 11, not 6, not 3, not 2. You know how many mitzvot there are? 1. There's 1 mitzvah. V'tzadik v'munato yichya. The righteous person shall live by his faith. None of this 613. 1. There's 1 mitzvah. What does that mean? There's 1 mitzvah. It doesn't mean there aren't literally 1. We just said, how many mitzvah are there? 613. We spent all time talking about 613. There are 613 mitzvah. What is this 1 mitzvah? Here's the Meiri in source number 8. He says, Kol ha-mitzvot ponot el tachlit achat. All of the commandments turn to one purpose. V'hu tachlit shera'ui l'chol maskil l'hadrich alav kol pu'ulotav. It is the purpose that all should focus their actions on. And what is that? That is serving Hashem. That's what they say. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim. When they say it, Rabbi say, all of your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Ultimately, everything that we do, all of the 613 mitzvot, are focused on a specific point. Tzadik be'unato yichya, is by faith. Faith in Hashem, relationship with Hashem, everything that I'm doing is l'shem shemayim. He says, and that's the reason. Bekan al klal mitzvah. So b'cha b'kuk v'midan al achat. Shnemar v'tzadik b'mato yichya. That's what Chavakuk was saying. He's saying it's very easy to get lost in 613 mitzvot. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? How does this work? What's going on here? Chavakuk is saying you got to distill this down a little bit. The ultimate goal of every one of the 613 mitzvot is that we have this relationship with Hashem. Tzadik ve'emunato yichya, that we have faith in Hashem, and that is ultimately that all of our actions are for the sake of heaven, that all of them are l'shem shemayim. And what I think is really powerful about this is that if I think we get the core of what Torah is about, both from this line in the Meiri, this idea of Chabakuk in the Meiri, and also from what we saw with the Mabit's first answer. What the Mabit said in his first answer was that we are all linked together. We are all connected together. Not one of us can be independent on our own. We're all reliant on one another. If I had to say that in other words, I would say there is significance to what happens bein adam l'chavero. Between me and someone else is necessary. I can't be on my own. I need you and you need me. We need each other to fulfill the mitzvot. And so I look at that mabit and I see a responsibility that we have bein adam l'chaviro. And then you look at the Meiri, who says, ultimately, Chabakuk said, the 613 really distilled down into one mitzvah, which is about everything that we do is l'shem shemayim, everything that we do is for the sake of heaven. That's telling me, bein adam l'makom, that I have to have a relationship in what I do, I have to be aware of what it means between me and Hashem. And so ultimately, what this Gemara is getting at altogether, the whole idea, if you break down the Taryag Mitzvot, if you were to break down the Torah, break down Shivuos into an idea, it's that we are responsible, Bein Adam L'Chavero, between one another, and Bein Adam L'Makom, between us and Hashem. And I think that if we can do that, if we can achieve that, if we can focus on both of those, recognize that we have responsibilities to one another, and that we also have responsibilities to Hashem. If we can do that, I think we can really become true B'nai Torah, B'nai and B'not Torah, truly able to accept the Torah on Shavuos, and truly able to accomplish and fulfill and achieve every single one of those Tariag mitzvot, every single one of those 613 mitzvot. May we be able to recognize our reliance on one another, that we can work together for ourselves to fulfill every one of the mitzvot, and that we never forget in all of our actions that they should be l'shem shamayim, that they should be for the sake of heaven. I just want to also thank everyone for coming and for learning together. This has been really enjoyable for me, and I'm so happy. Yes. And I'm so grateful to be able to be here and participate in this Ulpana event with my own daughter. And thank you very much, B'nai Akiva and Ulpana Road, for making this happen. Okay, we're going to be davening Mincha in a moment. And if there are any men who have not yet davened who would like to lead Mincha, that would be greatly appreciated. But until then, you quickly finish up. We'll start setting up the mechitzot, and we will be davening Mincha in a few minutes. We're going to be davening Mincha. Oh, what? Oh, I'm sorry. We'll be davening Mincha in room. I got it. We'll be davening Mincha in room one, which is somewhere in that general direction. There you go. Okay, fine. So you can finish up. We'll start Mincha in a few minutes. People can finish, and we'll make it our way to room one. Sorry. Chazak ve'emad. Yeah. Beautiful. That's beautiful. 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 Thank you. Yes.
This
Thank you so much. Sorry, can you remind me your name again?
Tomorrow.
What grade are you in? Got it. 11? Grade 11 in Canada. Not 11th grade. It's okay. I'm learning. I'm an American. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for learning. Thank you very much.
That's probably when I got my shout out.
Yeah? It is when you got your shout out. I'm sorry. I'm really dropping the ball on this sun thing today. I'm sorry, Mom.
Okay. I just kind of smile. Back.
I'm not good at this. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Your daughter needed it. I can't go to medical.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dad.
Wait, is Baggy coming with me?
Yeah. You're coming to my house.
She doesn't know that far yet.
It's okay.
Room one is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You did an amazing job.
Thank you. Is your car working? Is your car now working? Okay. It's so funny. I had no idea that you were like.
It's so funny, right?
You have a great. You have a great brother. Thank you for this.
Thank you. So
thank you.
Oh, okay.
I'm